talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in...
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was There Is No Place Like Home for the Holidays by Perry Como, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Brent Smith with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Also, we'll be talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Mobile Storage. And this is very interesting. Those shipping containers that you see on the highways here in the Charleston area, he takes those shipping containers, and you can use them as a shipping container, but he also can sell those to people who want to who use them for all sorts of different things. Like some people have built swimming pools out of them. Some people have used them for tiny houses, and it's going to be a very interesting interview there. And then finally, we're going to be talking with Adam Smith with Airbox Air Purifier, and he's got a great product that helps to purify the indoor air quality in your own home. Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and joining us on the phone is Rick Jackson. And you may know that name, Rick Jackson. We've interviewed Rick many, many times over the years with Carolina Machine Finishing. And he has another venture called Carolina Mobile Storage. But just let's take things one step at a time. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Rick, take a moment and tell everybody about your flagship business, Carolina Machine Finishing, and then we'll talk about Carolina Mobile Storage. And people definitely want to listen to this because you were telling me before we started about how you take containers like the shipping containers you see around Charleston and make them into all sorts of things, tiny houses, swimming pools, and what have you. But I'll just sort of tease the audience there for that. But tell everyone about Carolina Machine Finishing.
Yes, Tim, I appreciate that opportunity. Carolina Machine Finishing is, the name sounds a little bit misleading, but what we do is we provide all the pre-prime, pre-paint, pre-stain services to all the Lowcountry lumber supply yards. So when you go into a lumber yard and you're getting pre-primed pressure-treated trim, pre-primed interior trim, we're the company in North Charleston that supplies those coatings. And what we do is we run it through a machine in our facility there in North Charleston, and we run the material through our machine in the horizontal plane, and we apply whatever coating is desired to all six sides of any piece of building material. It's then racked and dried and then shipped to the job site. And the benefit is having coatings applied in a factory-controlled environment to all six sides of the product increases the longevity of the building material substantially and makes the house look better and prettier for a long period of time.
Good deal. And Carolina Machine Finishing has you've been working with all the top local custom builders and architects here in Charleston for how long?
Over 22 years now. So,
oh, congratulations.
So we've coated approaching 30,000 homes. So a lot of properties throughout the state, the Lowcountry of South Carolina, are protected with our pre-prime, pre-paint, pre-stain process.
Gotcha. And then when did you start this side venture, Carolina Mobile Storage?
September of 2013, Tim, is when I took Carolina Mobile Storage, which is located up in Somerville. And it is a, as you said before, it's a shipping container company, which a lot of people refer to as a C-Box or a C-Can or a Connex. And if you pull on our yard in North Charleston, it looks like Legos for the Jolly Green Giant, because it's a bunch of rectangular boxes stacked up all over the place, and we have hundreds of them, almost 1,000 of them on our yard in Somerville. But it was in September 2013 we did this. Obviously, Carolina Mobile Storage, which we call CMS, Carolina Machine Finishing, we call CMF. My wife has a hard time hearing which office I'm at. So,
right, F and S sort of sound the same. You're right. Well, did you start Carolina Mobile Storage just to rent the shipping containers?
We did not start it. It was started, founded by a man named Gerald Tilson, just a really incredible man. And then he was ready to retire in 2013, so he approached a friend of mine, Curtis Bostic, and over a, you know, that was in 2012, and over that following year, you know, lots of discussions. He was at a point where they were renting about 150 to 200 boxes and had about 200 on the yard, and felt like he got it to a point where he wanted to get out. So we took it over and bought that in September of 2013, and today we are renting, you know, close to 800 containers, and we have about 800 on our yard. So we've gone from 400 containers to 1,600, four employees to 12 employees. So we've certainly broadened our base.
Oh, that's great. Do you buy the shipping containers here from the port, or are they brand new?
Primarily from the Charleston port, we do. So the shipping container industry, the shipping lines themselves own a portion of their boxes, and the balance of their fleet is filled by what's called leasing companies, who have boxes all around the world because they've got to be able to track them as they go port to port. And so we buy them brand new, we buy them used, retiring out of the fleet. So sometimes we just look at to liquidate, reduce their fleet. So primarily out of Charleston, but we also get them out of Jacksonville, Florida, and Savannah. Mm-hmm. And we bring them into our yard in North Charleston, which anybody's welcome to come see. Like I said, we've probably got over 800 on the yard today. And we modify them there. We do sell them, we rent them, we modify them. Everything is done right on our yard in Somerville.
I can't even remember. It was a number of years ago. I recall driving through North Charleston, and there's Meeting Street Road, somewhere in that area. There's a few different places that just have stacks and stacks of these shipping containers, and I remember thinking at the time, this is sort of a tangible sign of the trade imbalance that we have with other countries, specifically China, where we're importing all these goods. They're coming overseas in shipping containers, and these shipping, what happens to these empty shipping containers? Do they get shipped back to their home country, or, you know, or do they just pile up? What's your opinion about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, and obviously to ship a container, an empty container back to its home country is a very expensive process. Mm-hmm. So it almost makes it, you know, cost prohibitive then to be able to reship that box back, because that's a lot of expense to take up on that ship. So if they're going to be sit on the port, they'll make a determination that if it's too cost inefficient to send them back, they will sell them here. But what their primary purpose is to be able to load them with cargo for exports and then to export them somewhere else. So when you see a bulk of boxes building up, that means imports are high, exports are low. So then they begin to have to sell it. You don't see any on those yards, which are called depots. Those are the companies that, that are parking spaces for the containers that have brought cargo in. If those are full, then it's an indicator that, you know, imports are high, exports are low. Right now, we're in a, it's the opposite because of the coronavirus. Imports are low, so it's a real difficulty to actually acquire containers. So we're always in the buying process.
And that's that's sort of related to the supply chain problems that, that we're experiencing with the there's not, you can't buy bicycles today or a lot of other different things that just got kind of interrupted. So we're, the imports have been interrupted as well, right?
That's exactly right. So the imports get interrupted and then wind up, you know, for a little while, Long Beach, California, the largest shipping port in the nation, was, you know, literally a ghost town. There were no shipping containers there. So they're actually having to send workers home. It's starting to come back, but it's come back at a modest rate. But the more that there's uses found for the box, for a, you know, post-shipped box, you know, because we're now in an age where people are looking to repurpose, recycle, and reuse. So instead of, you know, what can you do with that box when it comes back here, whether it's capable of going back on the high seas, you know, and we buy a lot of boxes out of Southeast Asia brand new. We just go ahead and order them in, and they're brand new boxes. They do carry cargo one time to get here. So there's a lot of demand for a repurposed and reuse container. So that kind of leads into what Carolina Mobile Storage then does to be able to satisfy that, you know, multifaceted need.
And most people don't get any closer to a shipping container than maybe, you know, passing a semi on the road and just kind of looking out your window. But shipping containers, they're not flimsy cardboard boxes or anything. I mean, they're pretty structurally sound and sturdy, and I'll bet they cost a pretty penny to make.
A fair pretty penny to make, but by the time, you know, we acquire them, because they've kind of somewhat paid for themselves to get over here by being the delivery apparatus to get all those goods that we bring in from Asia. If you ever ate a banana, for the most part, it came in a refrigerated container somewhere out of Central or South America. So that box, you know, can be expensive in the build, but by the time it actually makes it to the retail market, it's when we're selling them to a homeowner, a builder, or a business, people are shocked at just how inexpensive they are, because it's a very good, very strong, very durable, long-lasting product. But all we're doing is taking the cardboard box, which is obviously not cardboard, it's 14-gauge Corten steel, and reusing that thing to meet the increased demanding needs of the American public.
Well, let's get to the fun part, which is tell our listeners about some of the modifications that Carolina Mobile Storage has made with these shipping containers to create all sorts of, you mentioned before, a swimming pool and a tiny house, and kind of tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got a swimming pool. We were happy to work with a local architect, Jason Kappa, who on West Indian, on Folly Beach. It's prominent. You can't miss it. Built a swimming container, a swimming pool out of a shipping container, and it's really a super cool attraction on Folly. It's just a couple doors down from a little mini house there at 211 West Indian, which is a mini home. And then if you were to take a night and spend an evening at Folly River Lodge, the first building when you pull onto Folly, they have a shipping container swimming pool in their yard that has a glass side. So you can actually see the folks swimming in the water. It's really a cool attraction. So swimming pools, micro housing, and not just micro housing. A micro house is just a small house, small footprint, small square footage, where you can just take a single 8-foot wide, 40-foot long shipping container and turn it into a tiny house. But they're in lots of places around the world, they're being put together and building very large, very fancy homes out of repurposed and reused materials. So that's certainly plays into that whole reusability, environmentally conscious repurposing of building materials. So we also build them into mobile offices. Matter of fact, if you were to visit James Island and went to the poorhouse just down from Buck Lumber, there's a restaurant there called Micho, M-I-C-H-O, and it's in an orange, Tennessee orange, container, and it is a commercial kitchen inside a shipping container.
Wow.
There's a bar downtown called the Container Bar. Well, that's all made out of shipping containers.
Those are yours?
And I think even Taco Boy has some shipping container outdoor restaurant seating areas. So the use of them is literally unlimited. It's just most people see them going down the road and know it's carrying cargo and just think of it as a trailer on a tractor trailer.
Right. So back to the swimming pools. Are the swimming pools in ground or are they above ground?
Both are above ground. The one on West Indian sits on top of a smaller container. So it creates a cantilever effect. So it works as an underground porch. And so it's elevated probably about 13, 14 feet off the ground. And the one at Folly River Lodge is sitting on the ground, but visible, but it's sitting at grade and stands above that.
Hmm. Interesting. What's the
one in the ground here just because of our water table?
That makes sense. Yeah. We get a flood and it would start floating or something like that. When you're standing inside one of these shipping containers, and let's say you're using it, you've converted it, you're converting it to residential space. What would you're going to install insulation and sheetrock? Is that right?
You can. There are lots of types of insulation that can be put inside. There are pre-made insulated panels that can go on the inside of them. There's insulation panels that can go on the outside of them so that you're maximizing that limited square footage inside a box. All shipping containers are 8 feet wide, and they're either an increment of 20 feet in length. It's either a 20-footer or a 40-footer. So that is your footprint. You're working with 160 square feet or 320 square feet. And inside that, what can you do with it? So when you're trying to maximize that square footage, a lot of times the insulation and cladding and all goes on the exterior of that product. Hmm.
Gotcha. So it's you have 8-foot ceilings and then each container is 8 feet wide as well.
Yeah. Then and most containers are either two heights. They're either 8.5 feet tall or 9.5 foot tall. So your ceiling is either going to be slightly over 8 feet or slightly over 9 feet. Another lumber industry fact, if you were to go visit, mentions Buck Lumber on James Island, the Micho restaurant just down the street. But if you went to Southern Lumber, their guard shack is actually built out of a shipping container, but you cannot tell it. We've got the privilege of building that for Southern Lumber.
Interesting. So you can finish the exterior with traditional materials so that someone passing by would never know that originally it started off as a shipping container.
That's exactly right. So, like I say, if you see that one that is the guard shack, it's got hardy plank siding, it's got small gable roof, shingles on it, windows. It even has a little E-paint front porch. So it just looks like a tiny home.
Hmm.
But in actuality, it is a shipping container, repurposed and reused. There's another company in town, Tim, that just to segue off of that we build a lot of aeroponic and hydroponic growing chambers. A lot of produce is being grown these days inside climate-controlled with all grown organically with types of LED lighting that allow you to be able to grow produce inside refrigerated storage containers. And we work with a great partner here in Charleston called Tiger Corner Farms. And Tiger Corner produces these farms that actually are producing lettuce for much of our school systems. And so we're a proud partner to work with them as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, as we're talking, I think I remember reading a book a while back about it was sort of like a dystopian sort of book in the future, and people were living in stacked shipping containers that were stacked. I don't even know how far up, but that's kind of interesting. I guess at that time when they wrote that book, that was what they could think of as like the most extreme place for people to actually live. But what would be the most extreme modification that you've seen or you've been asked to do with some of these shipping containers as it relates to residential living?
For residential, I would, we've done a tiny home out of them here in South Carolina, but I would say probably the most outfitted and the coolest box that we've built would be the commercial kitchen at Michaud Restaurant on James Island. Mm-hmm. It's really, when you step inside and you see it, it's a full-blown kitchen. It's one of the coolest things. But we also build things, that obviously is commercial. We build things for the military, where they use them to create scenarios where soldiers can be trained using shipping containers to be able to simulate a city. And we've been privileged to work with them. So, but in the residential community, we offer a product that a lot of folks have. Americans have stuff, and they like to store stuff. We're always seeing the storage places popping up. We created a climate-controlled storage container that if someone's moving their home or they're building their new home and they're looking for a place to store all their goods, we have a climate-controlled shipping container we can bring to your yard, drop it in, you plug it into 110. You can, if you're remodeling your house, you can empty everything right into the climate controlled storage in your yard, lighted and climate controlled. If you're building a new home, you can store all your furnishings inside that right at the property side. They're secure, no one can break into them. Well, it takes a very skilled person to be able to break into them. I won't say no one. So we've just created so many uses of this, really valuable box, that it's there are just innumerable uses for them.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Mobile Storage?
But Tim, they're more welcome to call our office at 843-851-2661. And they can visit us online at CarolinaMobileStorage.com. And we're located, most everybody knows where the Piggly Wiggly Distribution Center was, just off I-26, right outside of Somerville. We're on the other side of the interstate in a little street called Jed Park Place, 139 Jed Park Place. And we love to have people to stop by the yard. We're happy to show them all the products. And it's really cool with an innovative group of people that we have in the low country of South Carolina. I just had a couple that just came in from Pawleys Island looking to do a very interesting project up there. Not at liberty to say what that is, but come visit us and see what your creative mind can come up with.
Oh yeah, I can just picture putting these containers like blocks and creating an open courtyard in the middle and all sorts of cool things. Well, that's really neat. And it's always good in business to diversify. And so I remember talking to you 12 years ago when we were going into the Great Recession, when everything sort of tanked as far as residential construction. Would you say that this is more of a recession-proof kind of business?
I would say it is more recession-proof, and it's been a nice business to have that work, in partner and parallel with Carolina Machine Finishing, and we've been able to grow it and employ folks. So it is more recession-proof because it's a fairly large venture to get into. It takes a lot of space. We've got a 10-acre yard, very expensive equipment to move it around, so you do have competition, but it's a lot harder to compete with. And then of course we bring all the licenses and things with us to be able to provide to the community, so we believe we're going to be here for many years to come, and would love to be able to service many of your listeners.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, as well as Carolina Mobile Storage. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. Wish you a great day.
You too. And joining us on the phone now is the owner of Charleston Lighting, Brent Smith. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tim.
Good. Brent, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Lighting.
Well, we are a full-service lighting showroom on in West Ashley, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. We have the largest showroom in the Low Country, the largest selection for all the tastes and styles, and that to accommodate the retail and buyer. We do service home builders and the buyers of their homes, but also, you know, we have a established retail business that for all the homeowners looking to improve what they have.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, has Charleston Lighting stayed busy during the last 6-7 months with COVID?
You know, actually, it has. You know, we there was a period where we closed and we're only open to for appointments, but we've established all the protocols as far as mask wearing, social distancing, hand sanitizing stations. We actually had a code and official come in yesterday and gave us a clean bill of health, and so we are staying busy, and we're having good retail traffic. We've also opened up our website, charlestonlightinginteriors.com, all spelled out. Established an e-commerce site so you can shop online. You can select curbside pickup, or we can drop ship it. So we're just trying to adapt to the new retail environment that is here and is here to stay.
Gotcha. So the City of Charleston code official, that wasn't an appointment that they made with you all? They just kind of dropped by unannounced?
Yeah, I think it was just a random inspection, making sure everybody's complying with the city codes and ordinances regarding COVID, and it was you know, a clean bill of health.
Oh, that's good. Well, every time I've dropped off Charleston Home and Design magazines at Charleston Lighting and Interiors, if I ever go up to the sales desk, your people are always wearing masks, and I always see hand sanitizer, you know, easily accessible. So I'm not surprised that you folks got a clean bill of health with that.
Yeah.
Well,
that was an encouraging.
That's good. What For someone who, and so many people these days in the Charleston area have been doing work on their homes, hiring home professionals to come in and do work. What do you say to those people that maybe are doing remodel projects and also maybe even building a new custom home, for instance? Are those the people that should be visiting Charleston Lighting and Interiors to pick out their lighting versus going to a big box store?
You know, absolutely. I mean, we have the trained sales consultants that can answer questions and guide the consumer in the right direction. You know, if it's a remodel project or a new home, the earlier we can get, the better. Get involved, the better it is. We can, you know, we can do the layout of the recessed lighting. We can advise on different products. You know, for 120 years, the light bulb never changed. Now it's, you know, it's changing every day. This, you know, the LED technology is, it's here. It's a great technology. It really has changed the dynamics of the lighting industry, really what you can do with lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We can help in the design and the layout. We've got, you know, we have access to more vendors than anybody in the low country. And you know what we find in Charleston is that the everybody's taste is a pretty broad spectrum of tastes. You know, we've got the traditionalists, we've got the art community down there that can tend contemporary. We can do some light commercial, which tends to be contemporary. You know, obviously we're on the coast, so coastal styles are popular. So, I mean, and we got it all, and we've got it all on display.
I think besides the awesome product lines that Charleston Lighting Interiors has, the expert advice and knowledge from your staff, I think, is key. And I had to drop by one of the big box stores yesterday to pick up an electrical box for an electrician that was doing a repair. And I had a question, and you know, I asked somebody, do you work in the electrical department? And he said, no, I usually run a register, a cash register. So that's kind of the hit or miss experience that you're going to have. And I'm not the only one. Everybody has experienced that when they go to a big box store. It's hard to to find good people these days to work for you. But if you go to Charleston Lighting Interiors, you have a very trained staff. How long have most of your lighting consultants been on board with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't have a whole lot of turnover, so they've been there quite a long time. We've got a couple in there that have 20 to 30 years of experience. We've got some youngsters that have really adapted and embraced and promoting lighting. So, like your experience of the big box, lighting is all we do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we don't know the answer, we can certainly find the answer.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And just as, you know, when you walk into a room, maybe you're visiting a friend or something, you walk into a room that maybe is too small for the amount of furniture that's in there, you get this sort of a closed-in, claustrophobic feeling. Just as you have that kind of that experience, you have that same kind of feeling when you don't have proper lighting in your house. And there's a couple of blind spots in our house too that you just notice that they stick out like sore thumbs. It's like, gosh, you know, I sure could have used another recessed light here.
And you touched on a couple of things. One is scale. Scale is very important. And, you know, a lot of times when customers are buying online or the big box, they just don't understand scale. There's nothing worse going into a dining room where the chandelier is either way too small or way too big.
Right.
Our consultants, I mean, if the customer is comfortable, we'll come to the house. Or, you know, we know and can recommend the appropriate scale. Also, you mentioned recessed lighting. Some of this new LED technology is such that, you know, if you do have a dark spot or you would like more recessed lighting, you know, there's product out there that makes it a lot easier to do than it used to be.
Mm. Well, good deal. Well, that's good to know. You know.
And we can assist with all these challenges.
Talk about that gigantic space that you have inside the showroom with Charleston Lighting and Interiors devoted solely to ceiling fans, and I think you've got some exterior like landscape lights and things like that in there too.
Yeah, well, like I said, we have a large showroom in Low Country, and we fill it up. We've got a lot of ceiling space, a lot of wall space. You know, Charleston's sort of ground zero for ceiling fans, and we've got over 120 different ceiling fans on display and have access to thousands more. So, we absolutely can. We're experts in the ceiling fan business, and, you know, exterior lighting, we have a huge selection of exterior lighting, and as most of you probably know, that the coastal environment can be pretty tough on exterior lanterns, mm-hmm. and tend to don't last or fade or chip or peel after a while. Now we've got some product that is coastal specific and won't fade or chip or peel. So we'd love to assist you in replacing any old and poorly looking outside lanterns.
All right. Well, Brent, how could folks get more information about Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
We've got a great staff, and I can't thank them enough for all their hard work and through all these challenging times. Our greatest asset is our human resource asset. We've got Charleston Lighting. Like I said, we've tried to make it easier for consumer. They're not comfortable coming into the store, shop online, curbside pickup or drop off. You know, we have the talent and the skills to lead a new home buyer through the design and the selection process for lighting and ceiling fans. If you have questions regarding replacement or new installation, you know, we can provide those answers and product as well. So, I mean, we just try to do it all for the, you know, we try to be their lighting solution.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting often is the first thing you see when you enter a house, whether it be the outdoor lighting on either side of the front door or the foyer fixture. You know, it can really be jewelry for the home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And my friend, that should add value to the value of your house.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, good deal. Well, we have. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. We've been talking with Brent Smith, the owner of Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Thanks so much, Brent.
Thank you, Tim.
Joining us now on the phone is Adam Smith with Airbox Air Purifier. And this is a very, very important interview that I hope our listeners will stay tuned for. How are you doing, Adam?
Well, Tim, thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet. Take a moment and tell everyone about Airbox Air Purifiers.
Yeah, so Airbox Air Purifiers, we are a local Charleston company here in Mount Pleasant. We are a manufacturer of commercial grade air purifiers. So we implement a technology called HEPA, which addresses airborne particles and indoor air quality at the highest level of efficiency. And it's just it's a true engineering based product that utilizes HEPA, which is proven technology to address overall air quality.
Well, Adam, have you gotten any sleep since this whole C-19 virus thing has erupted?
Well, yeah, so that's funny that you ask. So obviously businesses have been impacted tremendously, and we're kind of on the opposite end of I think most businesses being shut down. We've always been open and deemed an essential business, and we have the ability to really help out other businesses locally to repopulate and provide that safe air plan. So yeah, things have been very busy, and just trying to get the word out locally here and really all across the country. There's a tremendous amount of interest right now in addressing airborne particles.
So there's been a lot of talk about why people need to wear masks. The masks aren't necessarily to protect you from the virus, but when you talk or when you yell like you might do at a sporting event or a concert or something like that, there's tiny, tiny droplets of vapor that come out of your mouth, and that's what everyone's been hearing in the news about, how those vapor droplets get airborne. And how does Airbox air purifiers, how are you folks able to help homeowners, plus maybe people who have businesses and so on?
Yeah, so let's talk about the virus just specifically. Of course, our product will address all concerns of air quality, not just the virus, but bacteria dust, molds, pollens, and bacteria and things like that. But the virus, for example, let's talk about that, because we use a technology called HEPA. We have HEPA certified air filtration. So HEPA is what's used in the building of clean rooms, clean room technology for like Intel and life science labs and semiconductor microchip industries.
You see
and
it's people also wearing like the PPE equipment, right? When they're like in a factory or a lab doing that kind of work. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, the clean room technology addresses removing all particles from the air. They can't have particles in the air in a clean room environment. And our parent company, which is AM Technical Solutions or AMTS.com, they're a world leader architecture and engineering firm in clean room technology. And that's kind of how Airbox came about 2 or 3 years ago, based on AM Technical Solutions. But yeah, PPE. So there's some different things that CDC and OSHA recommend as far as addressing the virus and airborne pathogens. And we are the engineering controls solution. So the PPE is the administrative solution. So to go along with your normal disinfectants and cleaning procedures and things like that, we work in conjunction with that. Of course, you have to disinfect and clean everything down and maintain those administrative controls. But you also want to address the airborne quality from an engineer's perspective, from a proven science perspective. And that's where we come in, utilizing the HEPA technology to removing airborne particles at the highest efficiency. So if you want to, I don't want to bore you too much, but to get a little scientific, so the virus is considered 0.125 in micron and as far as size is mm-hmm. concerned, but the virus is also spread with airborne respiratory droplets. And when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks, and those droplets come out at a different rate, but usually it's a little bit larger. So if someone is infected with the virus, it could be a 0.5 micron in size, let's say. So utilizing that HEPA technology, it is 99.97 efficient at measuring particles 0.3 micron in size. So you can see the level of efficiency. And it actually gets closer to 100% at particles that are smaller than 0.3 or larger than 0.3. So when you want to address indoor air quality, you want to look at HEPA certified air filtration. It's what works. In addition to those clean rooms, it's what hospitals use in what's called airborne infectious isolation rooms. So that's how we know it works, because mm-hmm. hospitals use it to treat infectious isolation rooms, and clean room technology uses it to remove all particles from the air.
Does the Airbox air filtration system, is it hooked up to the HVAC, or how does it describe how it works?
Yeah, so completely portable. So it actually will help the HVAC system take some pressure off of it. But our units are completely portable air purifiers. So you plug them into a normal 110, 120 outlet. And then you put it on your desired level of velocity that you want the airflow, and there is going to be a little bit of noise created, a little bit of white noise. So in certain environments, or you may only want to run it on medium or low, and then in other situations you may just run it at high. Tim, the lead engineer and the owner and kind of the brains behind the operation of Airbox and AM Technical Solutions, wanted to design the finest possible air purifier made of the most quality components that you could ask for. And we wanted to build something that would last a lifetime. So we have a 10-year warranty, which is unheard of in the air purifier market. So it is built to last what we call a lifetime. It'll last much longer than 10 years. But at the same time, it's engineered so with the highest quality of concern, but it's also very simplistic to use. A lot of these residential purifiers out there on the market are not made in the USA. They're cheaply made, and they're very cumbersome to change the filters, and you almost need a PhD to even know how to change the filters, and you feel like you're going to break it sometimes. But literally, our product just drops in. You drop the air filters, you pull them out. I mean, you might want to put on a mask and gloves, because it does capture a lot of content on those air filters. But you can easily displace, get rid of those in a trash bag, and that's really all the maintenance. So you're changing the air filters out about every 6 months. There's a 3-filter system, very, very easy. You pull them out, put the new ones in, and turn it back on. Mm-hmm. And that HEPA filter, which is our 3rd filter, our last level, that actually lasts 4 years in our peak unit. So it lasts a very long time.
Are the AirBox air purifiers, can one basically be used in your entire house, or do you have to have one in each room, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question, Tim. So we treat every client individually. We want to take a look at their space, what their needs are, what they want to address from concern level, and then also looking at a house, let's say. If you're a single-story home, you may only need one unit. If you're a multi-level, or you have two, we don't have basements mostly in Charleston, but if you ever had a basement, you'd probably want one in your basement as well. But we usually look at per floor in a residential application. But in some cases, someone may have someone at home with a health concern, asthma or whatever the case is, they may want to have it in their room, and it'll even help you sleep because it creates white noise and blocks out all outside noise from the room. But from a commercial standpoint, or let's say schools and things like that, you have to look at, So I mentioned engineering solution earlier. So we look at what's called ASHRAE. It's basically the heating, air conditioning, refrigeration engineers documents that talk about what's required from an outdoor makeup air as far as ventilation of indoor air quality. So we look at peak occupancy within the space. So talking about schools or commercial more than residential, and then peak occupancy and square footage. So we base our product by going off those engineering documents, and that's how we recommend our product. So we have two models. We have a peak unit, which in residential terms, it can handle up to 3,000 square feet, let's say. In a commercial setting, though, you got to take into consideration how many people are in that space, and of course the breakdown of the building. Is it closed off or is it an open area? And then our larger unit, which is called an Apex, in general terms, it can handle maybe up to 6,000 square feet, but again, you got to take the makeup of the building and the space to consider.
You know, a lot of homeowners have experienced problems, health problems, with poor air quality in their home. There might be mold or bacteria, or of course pollen that hits a lot of people hard. Chemicals, the VOCs that come off of not just paint but other products you might have in your home, and dust is a big one. Does the AirBox air purifiers, do they address those different types of problems?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're looking at all the different things in a home, and especially here in the Low Country, we're talking about pollen and mold, and we have a lot of moisture here, obviously. So I think it's important to address your home. So I have two air boxes in my house, one on each floor. I also have a 6-year-old daughter who had severe allergies, and that caused her to have asthma at a young age. And ever since we implemented them in our home, she has no more attacks and doesn't use her inhaler anymore. So it can definitely help. And I've seen it firsthand. It also, obviously you got to clean your house, and it's going to cut down the amount of dust tremendously, especially on those hardwood floors. We also have a carbon filter, which is one of the three filtration methods that we use. So we have a carbon filter that addresses those VOCs and those odors and chemicals. And so we have a salon in Somerville that has our product, and she raves about it because you might not think people do perms that much anymore, but she does do perms. And she and if you know anything about the hair industry, perm create a significant odor, and she's had clients come in right after she's done a perm, and it's taken out the odor, and they're baffled by that. Mm. And so she's been a big advocate for our product, talking about addressing those odors. So it'll help tremendous with pet dander and odors from pets. And if you place one maybe in the kitchen and you're cooking, and it's going to help out with odors from cooking in the kitchen as well.
Homes today are built differently than homes maybe, you know, 40, 50 years ago. The conventional wisdom years ago used to be that a home needed to breathe, and today homes are built very tight. A lot of them have spray foam insulation, and when they do that, they're sealing up the ridge vents where airflow used to happen in the attic and so forth. And so you've got a very tight home, and then you have a lot of people who have gotten these sort of mystery illnesses, and they've gotten they feel like they're going a little bit crazy because they go to the doctor and the doctor can't figure out what's going on, and all of a sudden they have allergies. And have you had any experiences with your customers where, you know, they, besides just your daughter, where they've experienced a big relief as far as maybe some of the health issues after they've put in an air box air purifier?
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, it definitely addresses and is going to help the overall quality from a health standpoint. I mean, we had a guy that put in one in his home, and he wanted to do it to make sure his home was clean so he could bring home his wife from, I guess she was in a health facility for health issues, and he wanted to make sure that the house was scrubbed and cleaned at the highest level. So it helped him obviously do that and get his wife home. But yeah, like you said, I mean, we live in Charleston, and we can't exactly have that outdoor air and open up the windows like they can in the northern region of our country. So it makes the air quality of a concern here. So that's kind of what we do. So we provide the equivalent of that outdoor makeup air in scrubbed, recirculated HEPA purified air. So that's what we're doing, and we're cleaning our indoor air and providing that equivalent of the outdoor makeup air, because in most buildings that's not possible. But you mentioned new buildings and things like that. That's probably, I mean, we always knew indoor air quality was going to be something that had to be addressed in the near future. I think the pandemic has sped that up. New buildings are going to have to take into consideration air quality and outdoor makeup air, and HVAC companies are going to have to address that. So it's something that we look as the evolution of our product to work with these HVAC companies and designing a product to help fall within the actual air handler and HVAC unit. That's where we see as the next evolution.
Well, some new HVAC systems have their own built-in air purifiers, and they use UV light to kill the bacteria and what have you. If you have a system like that, a newer HVAC system, is it just redundant to have an airbox air purifier?
No. actually, I would say it would be more effective, more efficient. So UV, you bring up another proven technology, UV light, to address particles and things like that. But UV is a proven technology in surface contaminants, not necessarily airborne contaminants. So HEPA is the most effective and efficient solution at airborne. So there are a lot of companies, HVAC, that want to put UV light or even air purifiers that have a UV component of their air purifier, maybe even inside their HEPA filter. So when you're addressing, I guess, UV, it's not as effective because the air does not stand still. There's a constant airflow. So in order for UV to be effective, you would have to have it installed throughout the air handler, because otherwise there's going to be particles that get by it, because it's just not there long enough for the UV to eradicate it. And then when you're talking about installing UV in an air handler, for example, and having to put it throughout the air handler, then you're talking about serious amounts of ozone being created. And then you're talking about health concerns that from the ozone. So, and then you may not want people in that building if you have to run that system, and it's creating so much ozone. So yeah, UV is definitely something that's effective, but it's more on a surface contaminant, whereas HEPA is more for airborne, effectiveness.
Gotcha. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to quickly ask you, what about on a commercial basis, like for an office?
Yep. So we have had a lot of local businesses wanting to repopulate, bring the employees back, create a safe environment for their visitors, employees, and staff. And so we're happy to help out as much as we can and put together. I mean, what we usually want to do is get an idea of that makeup of their space and the occupancy and square footage and recommend our product based on that. But yeah, it's something that needs to be addressed to help repopulate. So we've been working with a lot of different offices and businesses locally to look at that.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about AirBox air purifiers?
Yeah, so we have our website, which has our products and lots of good information. So that's just airboxairpurifier.com. So airboxairpurifier.com. It has our contact number on there, or they can email me. So it's just asmith@airboxairpurifier.com.
And of course, you can find AirBox Air Purifier in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Well, we have been talking with Adam Smith with AirBox Air Purifier. Thanks so much, Adam.
Yeah, Tim, appreciate your time. Take care. Talking about a home, talking about me and you, things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand, I want to be your man, I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.